Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Gimel. In the end of Amud Beis, Tosfos brings that as we're going to see later, you cannot eat from a shechita of a goy. Says Tosfos, the source is because it says v'zovachto mashata zoveyach ata oichel. Only someone who has the obligation belongs to the mitzvah of zvicha of shechita, so you can eat from his shechita. That's why a goy is excluded. Says Tosfos, Huadin, same din, is on a mumor lehachis. Someone eats tarfus lehachis, so you cannot eat from a shechita because you don't have the word v'zovachto. As the Achronim point out, Rashi, in the beginning of this Amud of Gimel Beis, Rashi says the reason you cannot eat from someone who is a mumor lehachis is because you cannot rely on him. You're a choshesh, and maybe he's going to do something wrong purposely. But not because it's a Isidur writes that the dude bats him. We just don't know. He may do something wrong. What's the shoyish machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos? So the Achronim were busy with it. And Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman in the Sefer Kovet Sinyonim, he brings. So the Gemara in Gittin tells us that a mumer cannot write tefillin because he's not part of the kshira tefillin. Because his porak mu'ulav, he's not interested in doing the mitzvah. So he's not part of tefillin, so he can't write tefillin. Says Tosfos, the same thing by Shechita. He's not interested in Shechita, so he doesn't have the mitzvah of Shechita. Says the Rav Chanan, Rashi disagrees, because Rashi holds there is a difference between tefillin and Shechita. Because a katan, a child, cannot write tefillin as well. Why can he write tefillin? Because he doesn't have the mitzvah of Kshira. So says Rashi, but by Shechita we know that a katan could do Shechita. We learned in our Mishnah that as long as someone is looking at him, his Shechita is kosher. So if Shechita has the same din like tefillin, the same way tefillin cannot be done by a katan, so why can Shechita be done by a katan? So you see that by Shechita you don't see this din. Meaning you see that by Shechita, Chazal, or Mekabel, that you don't see the halacha that someone who doesn't belong to the mitzvah Shechita cannot do Shechita. Shaila is how to understand Tosfos. So Tosfos, how can Tosfos explain why a katan is kosher for Shechita, but he's not a kosher for Kshira? So answers Rabbi Elchanan in the second explanation. He says, by a katan, the isser of eating tarfus does exist by a katan. And this is based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin that from Amud Beis. So the Gemara there says that the isser of having a virus is a takala is also by a katan. The rachmano who dechas alayo. The Torah and rachmano is a katan, not to punish him. And there, in the Shur Machshav on Nadav and Sanhedrin that from Nei, we brought a few explanations in that Gemara. But the Mahalach that some Achronim learn, and that's what the Chasam Sofer learns over there, is that Pshat is when a Katan does something, it is something wrong. But the Torah does not punish him for that. But he does have something wrong that he did. And therefore requires Kapara when he becomes an adult. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Siach HaSod HaChel HaGimel explained over there, what he heard from the Chazon Ish, that when a Maisa is Maisa Ish, Isser, so there's the Inyan that Aveira Metantemes is a Lev. When a person does something wrong, there's two things. First of all, he has a din klapei shmayo. He's going to get punished with shamayim. And the other thing is that the aveiro makes a person, he ruins somebody. Just by doing an aveiro, it causes him to go down from his dargo. So the aveiro affects a katan as well, even though he's not punished for it. So he merely says, Rabbi Elchanan, that's why for a katan, shechita works for him. He's not going to get punished for eating tarfus, but if he eats tarfus, it does affect him in a bad way. So shechita is effective, and therefore he belongs to shechita. That's why he could do shechita. What about tefillin? Says Rabbi Elchanan, tefillin is different. Because tefillin is a mitzvah saseh. Levatal mitzvah saseh, that doesn't cause him any harm. Aveiro is so lav, that makes something wrong by the katan. But now doing a mitzvah saseh, that doesn't affect the katan. And therefore, doing tefillin doesn't make any effect on him, and therefore he's not shaykh to tefillin at all, and he cannot write tefillin. And what Rabbi Elchanan is alluding to is what's brought down the Maharal in the Gurariya and Parshas Vayikash, the famous Maharal, when the Maharal comes to explain that the Ovos HaGdoshim, did they keep the Torah or did not keep the Torah? Says the Maharal, they only kept the mitzvah saseh, not the mitzvah lois saseh. And he goes on to explain, the mitzvah saseh, Every time a person does an assay, he's progressing to another level. So even though he's not obligated to do it, he can still progress to the next level. Mashaykin loisa assay, what's a loisa assay? When a person does an aveiro, he goes down. He loses his madreiko. But if a person prevents it, stops himself from doing a lois aseh, he's not coining anything, he's not losing anything. So he says over there, if someone is not mechuyev, the Torah was not given yet, so there's no harm in a lois aseh. That's what the Avos HaKadosh did not keep the lois aseh. But aseh, which is to progress, that they did have shaychus to. When we speak about a katon, it's the flip side. By a katon, Torah is already given to Am Yisrael. So when the griuso, the bad thing that Avera does, is affecting a katon. Masheke and progressing through aseh, he doesn't have das, so he's not able to progress through the aseh. So that's what Rav Choron says. Legabe shchito. So if a katon is eating something which is not shechted, it does affect him in a bad way. So shchito is beneficial for him, therefore he's shechted to shchito. But the mitzvah of tefillin, which is to progress, is the mitzvah to go on, he doesn't have mitzvahs, and therefore by not doing a mitzvah, it doesn't affect him in any way. So therefore he's not shechted to the mitzvah of kshiro. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shihurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.